This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. We're here from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Most of the time, I'm going to guess 95-98% of the time, it is a live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The few exceptions, of course, are if we do a pre-recorded show because we're all going to go participate in some sort of an event, or if we're otherwise unable to broadcast live. Last year for Forkfest and Porkfest.
We'll be doing that again this year.
Right, so you might not hear content broadcast live, but we will record shows and then upload them and broadcast them. So it will be fresh content. It might be from the previous day and that kind of a thing. So with those few exceptions, 7 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Joe from Breaking the Flaw,
and Arya.
We've been talking a bit about, well, some religious stuff. Why?
Indeed.
Well, because we brought up...
Well, it's fitting. I mean, we're all volunteers. Well, I don't know what you are, but we're all volunteers, and we recognize that the state is a religion.
It is.
So, I mean, we talk about religion quite a lot. I would make the argument that Free Talk Live is, in fact, a religious show.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know that I can argue that. It is a bit like our listeners are the congregation.
Yeah, I mean, it's set up in the same way that the Reformed Satanic Church is. I mean, they both oppose the state as a religious principle.
It's interesting because I was an ordained minister before I ever moved to New Hampshire and participated in Free Talk Live. I became an ordained minister of the Church of Spiritual Humanism. I don't even know, man. It's been a long time. It's been a decade at least, maybe more. And the Church of Spiritual Humanism worships reason and logic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they worship these things?
Not like
just venerate them as guiding principles?
In their statement, it says, you know, in the way that other religions worship their deities, we would, the equivalent of worship reason and logic. Right? So
Satanism is almost built entirely on the non-aggression principle.
I understand that, yes. And so it's interesting to me. Now, the Shire Free Church, of course, is a non-denominational church. So doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, you can be a part of the Shire Free Church. And so that's interesting to me because I think acceptance will allow people to sort of move forward past religious ideologies in general and come together as humans and treat each other as humans.
With decency.
Yes, and respect.
Yes.
You know, that's the idea anyway. You know, call me a lofty gold person, but perhaps I'm an idealist.
Have you ever heard of furry potato? Anyone?
I've seen a furry potato. Like grandparents used to keep potatoes like in a corner in the basement. They had a bit of a garden, and like every now and again you'd get a furry potato if it wasn't kept right. Or
well, furry potato is kind of like what I do. She does First Amendment audits, and she goes out. Well, by the way, I gotta mention she's a transgender, so she might get different looks and that sort of thing.
Furry potato is a person.
Yeah,
I missed that part.
I can't recall her name right now, but she goes by Furry Potato on YouTube.
Okay.
And she goes around and films churches and synagogues and from public areas, and they give her a hard time. So it really shows the values in these churches and how they act toward her.
It's very location specific. Like, I've been to a church here in New Hampshire and had no issues whatsoever. And I imagine I could go to any of the churches here in Keene and have no issues whatsoever. But
it was recently, too, in the last year or so, right?
Yeah, it was during the pandemic.
Right.
But you couldn't, there is no amount of arguing you could do with me to get me to step foot in a Southern Baptist church in Mississippi.
No, understandably. I get it.
Even if they were, like, you know, doing, like, the three-part harmony songs. I mean, like, I have...
The Southern Baptists are not about harmony.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, here's a tale. I was a carny for a period of time in my life, and we traveled from town to town. And sometimes you would just sleep either, like, under a tent or, like, in a truck or something like that. And so we were doing a show, and it was across the street from an all-black Baptist church in, I think, Kentucky. I'm trying to remember what state specifically. And I woke up to some of the greatest singing I have ever heard. Now, it's all gospel stuff, right? So Southern Baptist gospel stuff. But we're talking three-part harmonies, large black women, like, leading the chants and all that kind of stuff. And I was, I mean, I don't buy any of the message, but I was just like, wow, what a great way to wake up to all this beautiful music being made by these people.
You hear that joke, you know why Baptists don't have sex standing up? Because they'll end up dancing.
Well, we morphed into talking about religion. Why did we do that? Because we're talking about these vaccine passports. And, of course, the Christian viewpoint on this, some folks have brought up, we've had calls on this, and even tonight and yesterday, about where are they with their, you know, sort of either pro or con against these things. I feel like these vaccine passports are akin to papers, please, in the Nazi regime, because you're creating two distinct classes of people. Now, that being said, there's one state here in the United States of America, or the geographic location commonly known as, where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday he would issue an executive order forbidding local governments and businesses from requiring these so-called vaccine passports to show proof that customers have been inoculated against the coronavirus. Let me say that again, because I think it's important. This is from the Washington Times. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday he would issue an executive order forbidding local governments and businesses from requiring so-called vaccine passports. That's amazing!
Oh, no, yeah. That's awful.
How is it awful?
Because he's the state telling businesses what they can and can't do.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, I guess it does eliminate choice, doesn't it?
It does.
Right.
I mean,
intentions are good.
The intentions are good. I'll grant you that.
I just, like, saw, like, here's a guy.
I would rather him say something like, we're not going to allow the federal government to make these things mandatory, but if you choose to implement them, that's one thing.
That would have been a better way to phrase it, for sure, or a better outlook on the situation. I just think it's amazing that there's anybody at the state level going, hey, wait a minute.
Well, it is Florida.
Hey, wait a minute. Perhaps this vaccine passport idea isn't such a good idea. Perhaps we should take a step back and think about this for a minute and what it means to society as a whole.
Well, if everyone got their vaccines, I guess they'd have no reason to eat oranges and get that vitamin C.
Or step out into the sunlight and get their vitamin D.
Sure.
Ron DeSantis made the announcement on a day when more Floridians would become eligible for vaccination, and during a ceremony he convened at the state capitol to sign into law a bill approved by the legislature Friday that would bar COVID-related lawsuits against businesses that have made good faith efforts to comply with guidelines meant to stop the spread of the virus. While the governor has previously spoken out against vaccine passports, he said he would take the additional step of forbidding businesses from refusing to serve people who can't prove that they have been vaccinated.
I don't think anyone can really prove that the vaccine is actually going to help them. So, go in your restaurants, guys.
Yeah.
You know, the same people who are okay. I'll just at that point.
Coming up, Aria will make an additional point. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Crypto 6.
Yeah, we just got new swag, man. They are awesome. I'm hoping to get Marla's t-shirts on thecrypto6.com so that people can buy them that way.
If you're watching via Twitch or DLive or YouTube or live streams right now, you may be able to see some of the shirts that we have, Free the Crypto 6, that we've been able to get. We hope to put these up. There are multiple people doing T-shirts, and we hope to promote them all.
Yeah, I see no reason not to.
Yeah, all of them, whoever's providing these, are also donating to thecrypto6.com. This is the legal defense fund for the six people who were arrested following what I'm calling the terrorist attack on the Free Talk Live studio, on the Bitcoin embassy, several people's homes, a convenience store, some places who had Bitcoin vending machines, who have had their vending machines ripped out and stolen, that type of a thing. So if you can donate, please visit thecrypto6.com. All of the funds will go to legal aid for the six people arrested. If you can't donate in cryptocurrency, you can donate using USD. That is dollars, United States dollars.
War notes, I call them.
War notes, yes, thank you. Dirty money, fiat currency.
Is there a GoFundMe or anything like that set up?
I don't believe there is, but if you do want to donate USD, you can send a PayPal transaction to Mark, M-A-R-K, at freetalklive.com.
We need
Mark
a GoFundMe set up. Those are super popular.
I can't disagree with you. If you want to put that on your list of things to contact people about, feel free.
Okay.
So, at any rate,
it's a long list at this point.
I know. It is.
God, I'm glad you said that, though, because there is something urgent that I need to contact Mark about.
Okay. It is Free Talk Live. This is the radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join in the conversation. In the studio this evening, it's myself, the captain,
Joa from Breaking the Flaw,
and Aria.
We've been talking a bit about the vaccine passports.
You wanted to make a point about...
I did, actually. Thanks for the reminder. And you also wanted to make a point about something.
I don't remember what it was.
Gay cakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gay Nazi Jew cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Also, if cakes...
Where's my phone?
I don't know. If cakes are gay, can we just call them gakes? No?
I don't care what you call them.
I didn't realize cakes had a sexual preference.
Well, there's a reason I call them gay Nazi Jew cakes. I don't remember what that reason is now, but I've been calling them that for such a long time that I don't know what else to call them.
Yeah. Well, a previous caller had talked about the rapture and how the rapture is coming in on its way, and the vaccine passports are a sign that the rapture is coming, and that type of thing. Now, I spent a good 22 years on the West Coast playing rhythm guitar and heavy metal bands. And all of these rapture announcements, they'd come around every year or two or three or so. They're like, nope, this year it's going to be the rapture. There would be specific dates. We would get videos.
Was it that, like, Harold Camping that was doing that, or was Harold Camping something else?
There were multiple people doing these things over the course of a good 20 years or so.
Or I even cleaned cemeteries there from the 1600s, and people were facing east because they were waiting for the rapture after death.
So the point is that it got to be such a joke, the rapture, got to be such a joke, that every time somebody claimed, the rapture's going to happen on June 12th of 2008, or whatever year it was, right, that we would have a show. We would book a show for the date of the rapture, because we figured, well, if they're right, we might as well go out playing music, right? And if they're wrong, well, it's just free publicity for us. And so there have been multiple rapture dates set by multiple people for multiple reasons. None of them, none, zero, zilch, nil, none, nada, not a one, have come true.
Why were they facing east?
I think it's because that's the way the sun came up, and they thought the rapture was going to come where the sun came. I'm not really sure exactly on that, but they were very well-placed directional graves. And the same place where, like, Samuel Slater and Roger Williams were buried in.
Superstitions are weird, man.
Yeah.
If you don't face east, the magic god in the sky won't take you away. Can you imagine believing that? Just imagine believing that is a true statement.
I mean, people believe that Q is a real thing.
Mm. Yeah, and I can't wrap my head around believing that either.
Nor can I.
I mean, Q is a real thing, but everything that Q has ever said is nonsense.
Like,
and it's like been, it's been proven as false as all of these rapture allegations have been proven to be false. They just keep pushing back the date or changing this detail or whatever.
Yeah, Q has to be the largest troll on what the conservative side.
I want the universe needs Donald Trump to be Q.
I don't think that's possible because Donald Trump, I don't believe, is smart enough to be Q. Donald Trump is a guy who has to be told what to do and how to do it. He is an actor, right? He failed at all of his businesses as a businessman, despite his wealth. And then he didn't really get known, you know, for anything else until he started doing reality TV, right? And reality TV gives reality a bad freaking name. So he started doing reality TV, and all he got known for at that point was, you're fired. Right, he would point his thumb at you and go, you're fired. That was his whole shtick. Right? He was an actor. People told him what to do, what to say. He had scripts. He had to go memorize some stuff. People would film, okay, no, Donald, don't do it that way. Instead, do it this way. Say it with this type of inflection. You know, they do multiple takes. They edit that together, and they present it as reality TV. And so, of course, when it came time for him to run for president, he was very amenable to being told what to do and how to say it. He was given his talking points. He was given his teleprompters. He was happy to be completely made up in the most ridiculous way. And that's how he became known as the Orange Man, of course. And so he is merely an actor.
You know, Q reminded me a lot of, like, Anonymous, and people were taking, like, you know, writing their texts and making the computer talk, and they would show the footage of V for Vendetta, and anyone could do this, and then, what, are you going to believe every single YouTube video out there with this V for Vendetta guy speaking, you know, digitally? No. So it's like, I think Q is just like, I think it was just something that they misconstrued, and they ran with it, and they're like, oh, we're going to keep going with this Q thing. And lo and behold, now they've got a whole movement behind an idea that they don't know where it's coming from. That's my take on that. I don't trust anything if it's anonymous, unless, you know, it can be verified.
I was on board with Anonymous when they first came out, and they were doing, like, hacking things. You know, they, like, Anonymous would take credit for certain hacks. Different hacks of businesses or politicians, that type of thing. But you're right. It is diluted, and anybody can be anonymous. And so you got to take that all with a grain of salt at this point.
Keep questioning things, guys.
No comment.
Coming up, we're going to talk about, is the mandatory vaccine passport leading to the end of human liberty in the West? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Morgan, the former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection under former President Trump, says about 30,000 people who entered the country illegally via Mexico have been released by federal officials into the country since January amid a surge of people being held in detention centers. Oscar Escamilla is the acting executive officer of the U.S. Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley.
The capacity for this location for COVID purposes is 250. For previous to COVID, the total capacity was 1,000. But I'm holding, like I said, you know, we're holding over 4,100 subjects in this location alone. So you do the math. We're way over capacity. We're like 700% over capacity.
The NFL will have a 17-game season this year. Owners approving the change to add the game starting next year. This is USA Radio News. China once again flexing its muscle when it comes to Hong Kong.
China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub, as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections with all opposition removed from the legislature. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to reveal his big infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki previewing Biden's speech.
Let me just say that the speech tomorrow is about making an investment in America, not just modernizing our roads, our railways, our bridges, but building an infrastructure of the future.
The plan being met with resistance from some Republicans, as the plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million a year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you for listening. It's the Tuesday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast tonight that there's a couple of rules. One of them, of course, is don't say any of the seven words as made popular by George Carlin. The other one is try and be interesting. It's not really a rule, it's more of a suggestion, but if you're not interesting, your call will likely be short. Also, we screen calls between segments, so if you're calling right now, which I see some folks are, we won't be able to screen you. Please remain on hold until we've screened you, and then we'll get your information, put you on the air. It is a new step with some of the changes we've been making around here, so... please be patient and just wait on hold. We'll get around to you. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Joa from Breaking the Flaw.
Sorry, I forget you said the second part. Yeah, and Aria.
We've been talking about these vaccine passports and how it relates to, well, many things. How it seems to be the new scarlet letter or the new... serial number tattoo, the new tracking device deployed by governments. And I can tell you that I have been listening to Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf wrote a book called The End of America. And in that book, she outlined the 10 steps that closing societies have in common. She uses the word societies, but... when you read the book, it becomes very clear that she's talking about governments. So these governments that eventually end up disrupting themselves because they've gone too far, they deflate their currencies or inflate them into oblivion, and they basically disintegrate themselves. There are 10 steps. And so,
well, nothing lasts forever.
That's true, but there is a cycle of empires, and it's up to you to figure out what step the United States of America is currently in. I believe that we are on the decline. We're on the downside. The empire is closing. It's closing rapidly. Hyperinflation is right around the corner. It's mathematically impossible for the economy to keep going, particularly with the amount of money printing the government is doing via the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor does it have any reserves. But Naomi Wolf has opined recently on the vaccine passports, and so I've brought that article in tonight to discuss. She says mandatory vaccine passport could lead to the end of human liberty in the West.
Well, it's very similar to laying the groundwork for the social credit system that they use in China.
Oh, in fact, she opines that it is the exact same code, that whatever they're using in China for their social credit system currently,
well, we knew it was coming here,
is the same code that they're going to be using for the vaccine passports, with just a couple of the features turned off. And so, of course, it would only take a programmer to go in and activate those particular features in order for that full application to be fully activated in the same way it's activated in China.
And for those who don't know, where the social credit system as it exists in China is, if you say something, you have a social score just like you would have a credit score. If you say something the government doesn't like, you lose points. And if you lose too many points, you can no longer use the bus. You can no longer shop.
In fact, they can round you up in less than 5 minutes in China, because they know everything about you. They know where you go, where you're at. They use it as a tracking device. It is not just an app that you activate every now and again when you want to use it. No, it is active all the time on your device.
And while we're on the subject of China, let's not forget that there are more than 3 million Uyghurs being the victims of a genocide being led by the Chinese government.
Yeah.
The one thing Trump did right in his entire presidency was declare that to be a genocide. It's about damn time.
Yeah, and it is a genocide, and it does not get nearly the press that it deserves. It is an atrocity. It is a huge human atrocity.
People are being tortured, sterilized.
They are harvesting organs from these people and giving them to people on waiting lists for organs, and then resulting in, like, their death because, why, they don't care.
Yeah, and this isn't conspiracy theory nonsense. I mean, the New York Times has talked about this. The LA Times has talked about this. I think the UN finally said, hey, this is bad, and you should probably stop this. But the UN isn't going to do anything because the United States isn't going to do anything. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell people we should do. But it has to stop.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, don't voluntarily make you an organ donor on your driver's license. I don't trust the government with my organs, and they make it so fluffy when you go to the DMV. Oh, donate. You know, it just says donate, and it's a spiral. And they're talking about you donating your organs if you're 90% not alive, and there's a small chance you could live, but we're going to take your organs anyways because we decided that. And who determines that 90%?
Plus, they don't use anesthesia when they do it. I mean, so your last moments of life are being tortured and having your organs harvested.
Oh, fun. At any rate, this from Real Clear Politics. Naomi Wolf says, I cannot say this forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West if this plan unfolds as planned. Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what these platforms can do. I'm the CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It is not about the vaccine or the virus. It is about your data. What people need to understand is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all. This is called integration in the software industry. If you make an application, a piece of software, if it integrates with other pieces of software, why, then your particular piece of software has far greater value than just as a standalone software.
It's the reason that AnyPay uses WooCommerce to facilitate their purchases.
Right. Funny you mentioned the software comment, because one of my friends went to the dentist and there was this poster that said, get the vaccine. And it's like they were comparing the vaccine to software in the poster.
Oh, no, we actually talked about that the other day. The mRNA, which is what the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, is comprised of. Calling it a vaccine is a fallacy in and of itself, as far as compared to all other vaccines.
Right.
Right. So what they're injecting you with is mRNA. mRNA is a platform that programs your cells to act in a very specific way. This mRNA can be reprogrammed to do other things. So if you get the vaccine, it's programmed to do something that equates to producing the protein necessary to combat the COVID virus currently.
But supposedly, too.
Supposedly. But it can be programmed and reprogrammed to do many other things. It is literally altering DNA in your body, and that's how it goes about doing its thing. So while Facebook fact-checkers like to say, oh, the COVID vaccine has been tested and is totally safe, it hasn't. Specifically not in the long term. We don't know long-term effects of the mRNA and what it does to a person. We've already seen all sorts of weird reactions to it. There was an article today about somebody who had almost burn-like reaction to getting the injection. And so he's, basically second and third degree burns all over his body. But from the inside, can you imagine being burned from the inside? How horrific is that?
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, Naomi continues, what this means is that this software, this vaccine passport, can be merged with things like your PayPal account. Microsoft is talking about merging it with payment plans. Your networks, your personal networks, can be sucked up. It geolocates wherever you go. All of your medical history can be included. And this has already happened in Israel.
I want to return to yesterday's point about humility. The audacity of human beings to think that it's a good idea for them to begin gene programming one another. Humility is badly necessary.
Brave new world. Oh, indeed it is. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You can find all of our episodes over at freetalklive.com as long as they occurred in the past. You can't find future episodes because we have yet to figure out time travel here on freetalklive.com. But as soon as we do, we will post our shows before we actually air them.
Well, we have, in fact, done that on occasions, like from ForkFest. I don't think we actually post them before we air them, though.
No, we don't. But we have done the pre-recorded thing. But, yeah, time travel, not in our wheelhouse yet. Don't worry, we've got nerds working on it. So, you know, when we crack that code, we'll let everybody know. Or will we? Perhaps we already have. At any rate, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Joa. And Arya.
We've been talking a bit about the vaccine passport and what it means. And specifically, we've been talking about what author Naomi Wolf has written about the vaccine passports and what it means to the state of liberty. She believes that it means the end of liberty as it is, you know, sort of been declining already.
You know what's really scary is that so many people in the United States have no issue whatsoever with the thought of the government being able to track their location at all times.
Well, Arya, if you haven't done anything wrong, what do you have to hide?
The same reason I close my curtain when I have sex.
Let me quote to Edward Snowden here, is that the point of privacy is to keep your personality from strangers. And if you reveal, like, when they if you consent to a search in your car, guess what? The cop's going to know everything about you in a split second. I kind of want to keep that to myself. I want to share who I am with people I care about, not random people all of a sudden.
Well, and it's really about choice. I only want to share some information with some people. With other people, I don't want to share any information at all. And so I should be able to pick and choose which people and or organizations I share any of my personal data with. That's,
it is your information, after all.
It is. And that doesn't seem to be the way things are taking place. So we can talk more about that. We've got a couple calls on hold we'll get to in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you about AnyPayX.com. Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Well, I'm sorry if that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? How about getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, your business being the Bitcoin business, and it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. Again, AnyPayX.com. Let's go to Max calling from Colorado. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have a bad signal, so we'll see how well this goes. First question was, will you by chance be able to get to interview Dave Smith at Folk Fest?
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, if he's there, I'll interview him.
Yeah, you should totally reach out to him. Maybe talk about the raid that happened. Maybe he might find it very interesting.
Right, well, at the moment, I can't talk much about the raid that happened.
I, however, can, even though I wasn't here. So, yeah, we can make that happen. What was your other points that you wanted to make?
Possibly reaching out to Tim Poole as well. I know Aria may not have connections with him, but that was something I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Second thing was Vincent. Boy, what a guy. If I were you guys, I would just err caution when it comes to Vincent, because some of the things that I've, at least when I watch his content, was not very particular happy about how he spoke of you guys. So, but okay. That's just
Vincent is a former host here on Free Talk Live. He has his own show called Questioning Authority that airs on Saturday nights for any of you who need the background there. You had mentioned something about the Carolina Reaper. What was that about?
Yes. How was the aftermath
of
the Carolina Reaper?
Not fun. Luckily, I have a very fast metabolism, so I didn't have to deal with it long. But the next day, feeling it work its way through my digestive system was supremely unpleasant. Like, it burned every step of the way. Like, even just sitting in my, I don't know, my small intestine or whatever, just burning agony that, about which you can do absolutely nothing. The only way to do anything about that would be to have a surgeon cut you open and take it out.
For our listeners who don't know, Aria here did not only the Carolina Reaper challenge, but you had two of them?
Yeah, so it started with the Pocky One Chip Challenge, right?
Right.
Which is the chip supposedly made from a Carolina Reaper. People can watch it at youtube.com/AriaDemetso.
You buy one chip, and it's supposed to be the hottest chip you've ever eaten.
Yeah, but I have a very high tolerance for what is spicy, so I was like, I'm not going to stop at just a chip. Maybe I won't be able to handle it, but I suspect I'm going to be able to. I want to go straight to the actual Reaper itself, if I can handle the chip. The chip is fine. I can see why a normal person would find it spicy, but I was just like, nah, not a big deal. But then I ate a Carolina Reaper, and then I ate a second Carolina Reaper. I was gargling milk and vomiting off of my front porch.
Can't imagine. Can't imagine. Max, have you done this?
The hottest I've ever eaten is a ghost pepper, and when I swallowed it into my stomach, it felt like a knife. Trying to, like, poke out of it. I was like,
you guys are super courageous. Thanks for the call tonight, Max.
Warning. Sure.
Ghost peppers would be my go-to pepper for not trying to kill myself while also trying to have really hot and spicy food. But really, Scotch Bonnet is where I'm most comfortable at.
Yes. I'm not comfortable with, any of that. Like, if I get Taco Bell hot sauce, I'll bust a sweat. So, you know, call me white or whatever you like, but I am a spice wuss.
Is mayonnaise spicy to you?
No, but, like, too much pepper is spicy to me. I'm like, this is spicy, and somebody will be like, all I did was use salt and pepper. You know, and I'm like, a little too much pepper. How about a little less next time? You know, so, yeah, it's a Midwest thing. You know, I don't do really spicy.
Well, it's very much a Southern thing, the spiciness is.
As I get older,
I grew up eating jalapenos like they were a freaking snack.
Yes, I still do.
As I get older, I'm able to tolerate more spicy than I was when I was younger, which is weird to me, but I'm still not at a level where I can go. Like, if I order, like, Thai food, and they're like, how hot do you want it? What's your scale? 1 to 5? Let's go 1. I'm like a 1, you know?
See, I go, make it hot like you were trying to murder me with spicy food. And you, then the Jamaican restaurant invents a sauce called the murder sauce.
I was going to say, you actually order something called murder sauce, which is just beyond me.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
I'm going to have to try that. I can handle spicy. I'll show you guys off air one.
If I had like one forkful of something that had murder sauce in it, I would begin raining, you know, literally. I would, you know, probably there'd be a puddle of sweat beneath me, and I would be like, you know,
it
I'd
does
have to
get
be drinking water
at times.
Or milk or whatever, you know. Yeah, I'm just not built for the spicy.
I'm not built to grow spicy things. Like, I can't grow spicy peppers. Like, they'd never become spicy to me. I mean, I had a couple that were kind of, but...
Yeah.
Conan is growing some Reapers for me.
Really? Oh, are they going to be called Aria Reapers?
They're still just Carolina Reapers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought maybe you could get, like, a special brand name.
I mean, if he wants to breed a Reaper and name it after me,
that'd be cool.
I won't object.
That's what I'm talking. Maybe, like, do some splicing or however they make a new strain of these peppers, you know, like they do with, like, the marijuana, where they combine different strains to make something new.
I mean, if he wants to do it, that's fine, but I'm not gardening.
I have no green thumb. I destroy plants. If I get like a tomato plant and I water it on the regular, it just dies.
Captain Kill Plants.
Yeah, it's me and plants growing, not. I can do like the microgreens, right? Like.
The grass?
The grass.
Good job on not killing the grass.
Yeah. You know, like, if you got, like, a garden window in your kitchen, you know, you grow some, like, herbs there, you know, in the, like, pre-bought, you know, microgreens, yeah. You know, like, that I can do. Right? That's not very, but that's about it. If I do, like, actual gardening, it might as well be a drought, man.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
We could do some of that chia paste on you for hair.
Chia head.
That's the extent of my growing. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know if that would work out very well.
But maybe we could like segue into the next segment.
What's coming up, Joe?
I want to kind of talk about what else happened here in New Hampshire recently. And SEC cracking down on someone. Or some organization.
An outfit known as Library.
Ah, you got it.
We discussed that a little bit last night. Not in depth, though.
We'll talk more about that here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.